The United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service presents A Quarter Century of the Wing. Good.
It's time for your musical bill of fare. Relax. Take it easy, pull off a chair.
Your music steward has a platter of goodies to play today.
Well, thank you very, very much. Artie Wayne, Starlighters, the late Tony Iavello and company, and a most happy Friday to you all. Another swinging thing after all that good New Orleans music yesterday and so on. We're not going to have any New Orleans music today, but we're going to have a young lady who's as pretty as New Orleans and just about every other town there ever was that was pretty anywhere who's going to be along with us momentarily. She was with us several weeks back. We're happy to have her back with some more good singing. However, we shall introduce her momentarily. In the interim, shall we kick things off instrumentally with a little of that good Mel Powell piano featured with the Miller AAF band to the tune of Enlisted Men's Mess, which it certainly was, and then one of the old bromides that Vic Young wrote to Sweet Sue, played by Dorsey. I'm supposed to know these names. I have to keep looking at my reference thing here.
Thank you. you like I do.
Just do.
Sweet is the word for you.
No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine,
but I'll be doing fine.
You live all the time. Sweet Susie.
Oh, Susie, flatfoot Susie.
Just you.
Nobody else but you.
Once again, we have Vicki Carr back with us today. A little instrumental stuff there to wail us on in to our Friday session. And Vicki here, and we're very happy to have her back. Is Vicki a name that you just took along instead of Florence, or was it actually a part of your first name? Vicki was here before. This is how I'm so well informed.
It was part of my name properly, said in Spanish.
Yes.
Are you ready for
this? Oh, here we go. Go, come on. Are you going to do this Castilian, or...
En español, señor.
All right.
Es Florencia Vicenta de Casillas Martínez Cardona.
Cardona, huh?
Cardona.
That's kind of like the Princess Alfalfa Marijuana, isn't it? You know? Alfia de Cita Mahavani. See, that's very pretty, though.
I love it, man. Uh-huh. But I thought it was too long for Marquis when I first started. So I changed it. Actually, car used to be automobile, but that was too long, so we shorted it out.
Let's see how she cooks with the curry with the singe on top.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high, step and strutter. Nosy pokes so peek through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm a thinking. You can keep your rig if you think that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. roll routine and just keep a clipping at a slow clip, clap.
Don't you hurry with the surrey. I won't swap my shiny surrey.
When I take you out in the surrey with the fringe on the top.
Yeah, that's so good we should have another one. Discovery, Vicky Carr.
Encore.
Cheer me.
Vicky Carr on board A Quarter Century of Swing from her most recent Liberty album called Discovery. Dot, dot. Vicky Carr. Little thing called Surrey with the Fringe on top, and then I Cry Alone. That's a dickens of a good tune, isn't it?
Thank you. I love it. I think it's a beautiful song.
Pretty, pretty thing. What did you used to listen to when you were going to school? I mean, what kind of records did you collect? Did you collect records?
I never collected records.
You never? Did you used to have any favorite singers or any favorite bands and things that you used to listen to?
No. The only one that sticks vividly in my mind that I used to really, really care for and sing along on the radio was Mario Lanza.
Uh-huh.
And that was years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because remember when his Be My Love was a very
big
hit? Oh,
sure do, yeah, 1947,
well,
48.
I remember washing dishes or mopping the floor, and I used to sing along with him.
Uh-huh.
Be my love, you know? Uh-huh. And he was, I guess, the only one that really left an impression in my mind when I was young, because I don't remember any other kind of music or anybody else. My dad, you know, I never went for rock and roll or any of that kind of music. I just listened to good music stations.
Yeah. Did you enjoy dancing?
I never got to dance much.
You didn't?
No, I came from a very strict Latin family.
Uh-huh.
My 4 years of high school, I went to 4 football games. My dad thought I was overdoing it a bit. You know, one a year was good.
Yeah.
And, but still, I was popular with the kids. I got to be junior class president and commissioner of assemblies and such. But the kids could never realize why I couldn't go to any of the dances that I planned.
Uh-huh.
So he broke down and let me go out to my junior, senior prom.
Uh-huh.
I had to be home by midnight. I feel like Cinderella in a pumpkin. But I'm, you know, I'm just kidding, seriously. I'm very happy with what he's done and with his whole family. I have three brothers that I'm so proud. They never had time off to linger on corners or smoke or fool around. They've always been little men. And now they're married, two are expecting, and I'm now the old maid of the family. And it's pretty bad when I go home and they say, "Well, Vic?" And I say, "Yes."
What happened, huh?
Right. And yet whenever I start to think about it,
No.
You don't want it now. It's bad. It's terrible. You can't do it.
Career first.
All well, right. it is kind of difficult, really.
It right would now, be awfully difficult roaming around the world and, you know, you don't want to leave anybody with that long a leash.
No.
However, here's a fervent pre. There's good. That's for the people in Japan. A very fervent pre for all of you over there. And, well, it's directed at you now, so Vicky's on her own.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? I'd lies when they look at me. Oh, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rocking like a
hoarse when we did that. And when I get that crack in it,
yeah.
It happened accidentally. But we heard the playback, and Frankie Cap, the drummer, was sitting there. And he goes, "Woo!" He threw his drumsticks up in the air, and he says, "Yeah, baby." He says, "That's the one."
Poor little, sad little blue Vic. Don't you cry, don't you fret. You can bet one lucky day you'll waken, and your blues will be forsaken. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. Long as there's love in your heart to share, oh dear Musette, oh don't despair. Some boy is longing just like you to find a someone to be true to love an arms he can nestle in and stay. News yet, love is round the corner, love wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbon to make your
your next springtime, your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you bother, don't you fret. Good, good times are coming, Bluesette. Long as there's love in your heart to share, oh dear Bluesette, oh don't despair. You can bet one lucky day you'll waken, and your blues will be forsaken. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. That lucky day. Pretty little Bluesette, mustn't be a mourner. Have you heard the news yet? One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. That lucky day may just be today.
Two more by Vicky Carr, a special guest. Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. That was a pre for all the fellas over there in Japan. And Bluesette, which is basically a Belgian tune with a French lyric, and now it's got an English lyric to it.
It's a great song. It's so catchy.
Nutty tune.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have very much to say about what's going into these things at this point, or do you argue with Dave Pell, or what happens?
No, this is a very wonderful relationship that we all have. Uh-huh. And I speak with Dave Pell, Bob Florence, my arranger, and myself.
Uh-huh.
Because when we did the first album originally, Dave specifically stated, he says, we don't want you to sing anything that you don't feel comfortable doing or that you don't think you can really sell.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest songs, and Dave will have songs, or Bob will suggest something. And it's worked out just great.
Well,
I'm very, very happy.
I'm glad we're talking to her, but this is a song that has something about Knock It Off, Charlie.
Of loves you have known. Don't talk to me of years that have flown. Each whispered word reminds me tomorrow night will find me with no one to sweet talk to me. Don't talk to me of heaven above. Don't talk to me unless it's of love. My heart won't need a reason, and words are out of season. So kiss me more and don't talk to me.
Kiss me more, don't talk to me. Come on, a little osculatory overture there. Our special guest, Vicky Carr, on A Quarter Century of Swing, a program which comes your way every day about the same time for a solid 55 of Jam and Jive, featuring mostly things that swing and some of the people who sing, and who sing extremely well, as is our young lady today here. Her is a good singer, as you can well tell. Bill Stewart reminding you one and all that there's another part to this program, so don't go away. Part two.